From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In less than a week, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has become almost a household name. That's after the militant group claimed responsibility for the attempted bombing of Northwest Airlines Flight 253 on Christmas Day. At least four members of the group were detained at the U.S. prison camp at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, before being released and sent home. And that could complicate President Obama's plans to close that controversial detention camp. NPR's Jackie Northam joins us to discuss who's been released from the camp so far and what's happened to the majority of them. Hiya.
Hi.
First, what do we know about the four former Guantanamo detainees who were released from prison and joined the Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula group, the AQAP?
Well, three of them are Saudi Arabian nationals, and one of them is a Yemeni man. Out of the three Saudis, the second in command of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is a man named Saeed al-Shahiri. The theological advisor to the group is a man named Ibrahim Suleiman al-Rubash. Now, the third Saudi, oddly enough, was involved with the group but gave himself up in February, so he's under custody again. The fourth is a Yemeni man, as I said. The Yemeni government says that he was killed in one of these airstrikes earlier in December. They don't have a name for him. They only call him number 225.
But these are the four former Guantanamo detainees who were known to have gone into this AQAP group in Yemen. It's based in Yemen. How many Yemenis have been released from Guantanamo so far?
Well, so far, about 20 Yemenis have been released, and most of them were under the Bush administration, 14 under the Bush administration. President Obama, under court order, has had to release six Yemeni detainees, and these are really considered the best of the best. They were considered not jihadists. They were released earlier this year, and they've been completely underground. Nobody knows what has happened to them. Two other Yemenis committed suicide in Guantanamo, so they went home in body bags.
Now, nearly 600 detainees, all told, have been released from Guantanamo. Do we know what happens to most of them once they leave Guantanamo?
Yes, there are people who track it, definitely. Some of them go into, like the Saudis have this rehabilitation program. A lot go into that there. There are countries where they will bring them home, the government will look at the evidence, and they'll say, not enough to hold them, let's let them go. Sometimes some of the former detainees have to go home and serve a little bit of time. We've looked into this quite a lot over the number of the years, and we've, you know, and other organizations, and you watch them, and a lot of the detainees really have just tried to rebuild their lives. The Pentagon says about 36, about three dozen of them, have returned to the battlefield. They'll give you specifics on a few of them, but a lot of the others, they will not give you specifics, so it's really hard to firm up that number.
Now, President Obama wants to close Guantanamo. He has not gotten it done in 1 year, as he once hoped, but what do we know about what will happen with the detainees who are still in custody there? Will they all be heading to Illinois if that facility is actually set up?
Well, in the world that the Obama administration would like to create here is that about 100 of them will head to Illinois if and when that really does get set up, and they'll either go through a military commission or they'll just be held indefinitely. And that's about 100 that they're looking at. Now, you have about 90 Yemenis still, about half the population remaining in Guantanamo, still at Guantanamo. 30 to 40 of those are cleared for release, Robert. That means that they're considered no longer a national security threat to the U.S. or any of its allies. So they're still trying to get them home. The other thing is that they're trying to get European countries to take in a lot of these detainees, and that's been fairly successful so far. So there's a variety of things they're trying to do.
NPR's Jackie Northam, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert.